55th lesson. Are you computer literate?
Are you computer literate, or do you have a read-only memory?
The huge changes that information technology has brought to our everyday lives have extended to the way we speak.
Within one generation, words like chip and menu moved from the kitchen to the workplace.
The speed and extent of the changes leave many people bewildered and at a loss to understand the new jargon.
The work of mainframe computers, which used to fill entire rooms, is now handled by tiny microcomputers that fit on a desktop or into a briefcase. These machines can crunch numbers even faster than their huge ancestors.
Computers are measured in terms of speed, but also of memory, by how many bits and bytes they can store.
Does your machine use floppy disks or hard disks? What about their peripherals?
Yesterday's nouns have become today's verbs. To access information means to get at what the programmers have input.
Systems interface with each other or are connected in local area or wide area networks to share data and peripherals.
The computer industry, or information technology industry, is basically divided into suppliers of hardware and software.
Software packages can accomplish business tasks and scientific calculations millions of times faster than the human brain.
But the quality of the results depends on the quality of the initial information. This phenomenon is known as GIGO, garbage in, garbage out, i.e., if your basic information is bad, then the result cannot be any better.
The development of artificial intelligence, or teaching computers how to think like human beings, is a fast-evolving and, for some people, frightening concept. Put in other words, we have spent years trying to perfect a machine that is ultimately capable of correcting our own imperfections.
The applications of electronic data processing, EDP, are virtually limitless and affect us all directly or indirectly. From home banking to electronic publishing, from personalized healthcare records on a smart card to smart buildings, which regulate their own temperature.
Computer buffs love acronyms and bandy such arcane initials as CAD-CAM and CIM around quite nonchalantly.
The prevalence of computers and the ease with which children learn to operate new machines mean that what we call computer literacy will become a crucial factor for career success in the coming years.
With such developments as parallel processing in supercomputers, the machines are becoming unimaginably powerful.
But as a veteran hacker once said, computers are wonderful machines. There are as many mistakes as before, but now nobody is to blame.
Exercises.
Adult literacy is still a major problem in Europe, and governments are at a loss to know what to do.
The work of two mainframes is now handled by a single microcomputer that fits into a briefcase.
You can't access the database from that workstation.
The systems interface through a wide area network.
He bandies around words and expressions he doesn't really understand.
A knowledge of computers will be a crucial factor in career success in the coming years.